So what's your question?
I mean, it's like, you know, you have certain parts of the prison Dobbins that are for personal kind of things.
Right.
It seems a little bit that, according to how you described it, it's a little bit of a lacking to have that in mind.
Yeah, so I was afraid that somebody would ask that. But or as we're learning, this is a very big question, which is not for now. It's a shiur in of itself, and it's really the question really comes home on the Nefesh HaChaim, because the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis, he discusses tefillah over there, and he says this very, very strongly. We saw a little bit also another piece from Reb Chaim Volozhin, I think, in this shiur, where he says that our focus in davening is supposed to be building the higher worlds. It's basically, you know, for the purpose of Hashem and not for us. And I've mentioned this in other shiurim. I actually gave shiur on Nefesh HaChaim and mentioned this question. Is a question in general. The Rambam, the Rambam's mitzvah of tefillah and the Rishonim, the ikur mitzvah of tefillah, they write, is, you know, you have a tzara and you have a daven to Hashem to save you from the tzara. So if that's the ikar tefillah midaraisa, what's going on in the Nefesh HaChaim and all these holy forum that say that, you know, you shouldn't daven for yourself, you should daven for the higher world, etc. So in a nutshell, without getting into the details, we've spoken about it, that, you know, you have to, apparently the focus has to be, I mean, if a person is on the Madrega that he can mamish just completely, everything is for Hashem, that's a gavaldiga level. There were big tzaddikim that were like that, fine. But for us, more average people, it's very hard to do that. And therefore, what I suggested is that, which is based from Sfarim, they say this by Rosh Hashanah, for example, Zachreinu l'chayim, melechafitz b'chayim, v'chasveinu v'sefer achayim, l'mancha elakim chayim. To ask Hashem for life, we ask Hashem for life. But why do we want that life? Lemancha, we want that life for you, Hashem. So I think that would be a good paradigm for davening in general, one that we can more easily relate to than the higher madrigas of just davening for Hashem alone. But we can relate to this more easily. And that is, but we need something. If it's a refuah, if it's parnasa, it's everything. You know, we daven to Hashem for those yeshuas. And why do we want those yeshuas? Because we want to serve Hashem. And in order for us to serve Hashem, we need a certain yeshiva das. We need health. We need money. We need our basic needs in order for us to serve Hashem b'shleimus. So that's a. I think, you know, that's really what I would say is more shayach to most of us. But nevertheless, you need that level of focus on Hashem. That level of focus on Hashem is critical. That leman chalekim chaim changes the whole story. It's not just about you. You know, there's a Zohar that says that they knew the shemos of malachim at some point. And if you know the Shemus of Malachim, you can basically get the Malachim to do things by swearing, using certain names, etc. You can control the gates up above, and you could bring down whatever you need. So that's what they were doing. And they were manipulating, even though they weren't on a big darga, but they learned the names, and they were able to manipulate the story. And that defeats the whole purpose of creation. You know, you'd have to serve Hashem, and then... So Hashem changed the names. That's what the Zohar says. Hashem changed the names. You know, he mixed it up. Whoops, we lost the codes. He recoded everything. So, you know, there's no getting around it. you have to serve Hashem. That's the. I have the same thing. I've told people with Abulafian meditation. There are certain people, especially here in Beit Shemesh, got very into this. Okay, we're going to learn Abulafian meditations because he writes that you could get nevuah, you get prophecy. So I was telling a certain guy, and I like that was talking to me about this. And he said, "Listen, you know, you like Arizal, you can, but it's very complex Arizal. The Abulafian stuff is very, very simple. It's gematrius, and it's much more straightforward, much easier." And so this way you can get that, you know, Ruach Kodesh Nevuah without going, it's, you know, it's like the shortcut, nice shortcut. And I said, you really, really believe, you know, that you're going to, you really think that that's what it's about? And yes, yes, I'm telling you. And I'm like, okay, call me collect when you get your Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. You know, he still hasn't gotten it. Neither has anybody in there. it's Bubba Mises, you know, but people like to believe that you can get, you know, get big places fast and easy. At the end of the day, this is Rabbeinu Shlomo. And we have to do his mitzvahs, we have to daven, and then you get big things, you get big things. Yeah. Okay, now, Ramosha asked a question over here. Remind me of the question. He pointed out, why did Rabbi Yaakov Moshe bring in twice over here in this parak the issue of the difference between the Jewish people and the non-Jews? Like, how does that play into this piece? Why does he bring it in? You could have this whole piece without bring in this inyan of the Yisrael v'amim, the Umas Ha'olam. Did you want to also answer it, or you just wanted to ask?
Tanya, then the Perek Aleph.
The what?
His famous question.
Yeah.
It's the story with the Tzara, the one question he wasn't willing to answer.
Yeah. Speak, yeah.
I don't remember the whole story, but the Tanya basically says that everything that a goy does is ultimately self-centered. A goy cannot do things for a being other than himself. Whereas a yid, we believe that the nefesh eloki in a person has the ability to transcend one's own needs and do it for something bigger. Which right. is basically, by the end of this piece, it seems to be his big plot. Perhaps he's trying to connect this in.
Yeah, so, I mean, the reason it's important over here, and this is, we'll just say it very quickly, right? He's trying to show that the regular senses of a person, that's the same for everyone. So if we're going to see the world the way the non-Jew sees the world, that's not what it's about. We are special, we have a special sense which allows us to connect Hashem in a much deeper and higher way. What is that sense that allows us to connect to Hashem in the special way that we do? That is the Torah. The Torah is our chush. That is our essence. And therefore, we need to observe the world in that way of pnimius, in the inner way, in order for us to connect to Hashem the way we need to. And that connection to Hashem comes through tefillah, right? I mean, that's the expression of it, at least. That's the connection of it. But that's why it's important over here, because of his focus of, he wants just, you know, that in order for you to daven to Hashem, to focus your avodah to Hashem, you have to be living your life with the chush ha-yehudi. And the chush ha-yehudi is the kihem chayenu of the Torah. That's the importance of it. What you're saying is correct, and it's a part of that, you know, this thing. But that's how the Pshat HaDvarim, that's why Rabbi Yaakov Moshe emphasizes this. Okay, Shavua Tov. Shavua Tov to everyone. Shavua Tov. Good things. Okay. Shavua
Tov. Shavua Tov.